wrapping up the previous games and looking forward to the ones to come. This is Preps Rewind, presented by Gould Parts in downtown Eaton, on Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Here's Clark Johnson.
Good Saturday morning, everybody. Welcome to the Preps Rewind right here on Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. We are brought to you by Gould Parts in downtown Eaton. My buddies over there, Alan Gould, Vic, Marie, the whole gang out there, they are fantastic. Any part you need, folks, don't go through the rigmarole. Just give them a call. Stick this number up on the fridge, 454-3355. It is Gould Parts. How is everybody on this Saturday? The sun is shining in northern Colorado. Still brisk. I think we're going to get 40s today. Michael Kirkpatrick telling me behind the screen that I am number one right now. Thank you for that. I appreciate that.
No, not you. Not you.
Having trouble with the automation back there?
No, not the automation.
All right. Anyway.
There is a mouse that I do not like.
Oh, is that right? Not a real mouse, but
a mouse that goes squeak. A mouse that goes click. A mouse that goes click but doesn't respond.
All right. This is going to be a good day for you, right?
I hope so.
You're going to watch the Avs tonight. Are you going to watch any of the NFL football today? I know the Broncos aren't in it, but are you going to watch either game?
Well, I'm going to have Westwood One's coverage of the NFL on the station in the background.
That'll be.
And if the Avs are on TV, I will watch the Avs.
Boom, look at that. Michael Kirkpatrick. And you're probably going to have pizza today. So that looks like a good day for you, no doubt about it. Just throw a brick out there for Right Coast Pizza, man. They are fantastic. Best pizza in Greeley. I'll go there at least. I was told, go to Crazy Carl's, who's a good sponsor here on KFKA, too, that their pizza's off the hook, but I haven't had it yet in Fort Collins. So probably this weekend. I think maybe that's today. We'll figure it out.
If there was a Crazy Carl's in Greeley, I would definitely try them.
Sure.
But they're all the way in Fort Collins and Loveland.
That is another world for you, isn't it? Yo.
A whole new world, yeah. And I don't have a flying carpet.
That's right. Last night, folks, Preps Radio, we had Resurrection Christian and University. And so we get into this point in the season where I'm thinking, okay, let's figure out the Patriot League. And the question in the last 5 years is, who's going to run at Sterling? Will it be the Eaton Reds? Will it be University? Will it be Resurrection Christian? Typically, what we've seen lately is it's Res that comes out of the stack and is the team against Sterling. But Eaton is terrific. Dean Grable's team is really good this year. I think I saw Eaton and Res Christian. I don't think there's a big difference between those two teams. I think I don't know. I was going to say I think Rez has a higher ceiling because they're starting two freshmen and two sophomores, but Dean's team is really young, too, over at Eaton. So both of those teams are going to get better and be even better next year. But Sterling's the team to beat, number one team in the state right now. University and Rez last night. Got to see the Bulldogs. I don't think the Bulldogs are as deep as like the Reds are, as Eaton is. So I'm trying to figure out where they're going to land. This is a Bobby Irvin's team, Bobby's fourth year with the Bulldogs over there. Man, how much fun was that to have Tanner Irvin on the show yesterday, too, and Tanner on the court yesterday coaching the JV game ahead of the varsity game. Man, he just looks like a coach out there. He's in the right spot. So Grandpa's a coach. Dad's a coach. I mean, it figures that the brainiac Tanner Irvin would be out there coaching. So one of these days, and not too far away, he's going to be coaching varsity basketball out here. So last night, as I'm trying to tell you, Resurrection Christian, 56-44, get a 12-point win against the Bulldogs. So there were some interesting things last night. Desmond Williams, he gets 16 a game. In a big game like this, you got to come and get your number. And Desmond had only six last night. 16, he gets a game, 9.5 rebounds. He was on the boards like always, but got 6 points. Andrew Mendoza, who gets 12 a game, he had 8. Let's see who else. Cannon Padilla gets 9.5 a game. Cannon Padilla didn't score. He played unbelievable defense. And I got to give Cannon Padilla the hustle award of the game, too. That dude was on the floor a bunch last night. So I know Bobby Irvin and company very happy with his effort last night. But, I mean, almost 10 points a game and was held scoreless in the ballgame. So you do that, you're not going to beat Rez. Rez is getting better. There's no doubt about it. Ryan Ward. Ward, their senior, had 15. The only senior on the roster for Rez had 15, all outside the arc. 5 threes for Ryan Ward last night, so he's got 23 on the season. But the guy that I loved last night was the sophomore, the 6'8 sophomore, Jacob Barker. He was terrific. He had 14 points, probably had close to 10 rebounds, close to a double-double in the ballgame, but didn't get stats on the game. But I know he had the 14, and he was our Norfolk Iron and Metal Player of the Game, Jacob Barker, the 6'8 sophomore. And realize on Mondays here at KFK, you can get our Norfolk Iron and Metal Player of the Week up on the website at 1310kfka.com. This week it's between David Hageman and Jacob Barker. So, all right, so Rez wins their fifth straight last night. They are starting to roll, folks. No doubt about it. They didn't need the offensive Ty Yoder last night. He had 12, but he had a number of dimes as usual like that. The guy I got all excited about in the Eden game was Cody Michelson, and he had just 2 last night. So I thought Marcus Phillips played really well, especially defensively and on the boards. He had 6 points. So we'll see. But last night, Resurrection Christian goes to 6-3. The 3 losses are suspect, though. That's 2 4A teams, 2 top 10 4A teams, and St. Mary's. Sterling has surpassed St. Mary's as the number one team, at least in the coaches' poll right now. So good win for Resurrection Christian last night. They get Fort Lupton today, a non-conference game there for University. They've got 2 wins on their docket next week. University's going to go get well. They go to Frontier Academy, and then they are at home against Estes Park. So University, they'll get better. They'll be there. It's still those 4 teams. It's still Sterling and Rez and Eaton and University that will battle it out. I got to give my kudos to Brian Koenigy and Platte Valley, though. They came within 10 last night of Sterling, 60-50. So, and I keep saying Platte Valley is so much better. Max Zank's having a terrific year. They've got some players. There's no doubt about it. So can Platte Valley move into that, what I call the group of 4 right now, and make it a group of 5? We'll find out as the season goes. It's going to be a fun Patriot League tournament. There's no doubt about it. Championship day is going to be at the Budweiser Event Center as well on that. All right. Told you about Gould Parts, our great sponsor, 454-3355, any part you need. Stick that number up on the fridge. Also, the Tatanka Grill. Folks, I don't know about you, but do you ever go to a gas station just to get dinner? I do. The Tatanka Grill, it is a restaurant-style kitchen. You walk in to a Kramer's Wedge store, and you see that big kitchen back there, and they're taking care of you at the U Phillips and Greeley and Eaton as well. It is the Tatanka Grill, a great sponsor here on Preps Rewind. All right, let's get to it. Scoreboard last night on the boys' side. Highland Huskies 96-42 over Clear Creek. Told you it was going to be a walk in the park. Hyatt Toll, the junior, Bowen Toll's younger brother. Look at the line for Hyatt Toll last night. 27 points, 12 of 15 from the floor. 5 rebounds, 5 assists, 4 steals. I mean, the kid just had a night. Hyatt Toll, big night for Highland on the game. They squeezed by 54. Sawyer Morgan, look at this kid. Look at the freshman. It's the freshman of the year, folks. Sawyer Morgan, who now I think 5 of the last 7 games has had double-digit rebounds. He had the 20-rebound game just last week. Sawyer Morgan, 17-11 last night. 17 points, 11 rebounds. So impactful freshmen around the state. Sawyer Morgan, certainly one of those. Front Range Christian last night, 43-34 over Day Spring Christian. So Jason Fast Club drops to 4-6 on the year. Front Range goes to 6-4. Patriot League action. I told you, Sterling 60, Platte Valley 50 last night. That's a good run for the Broncos, though. No doubt about it. They drop to 8-3. Sterling goes to 11-1. Sterling, the number one team in the state. Platte Valley had moved into the also mentions on the coaches poll. They're number 18 basically right now. So They're moving up a little bit, too. University and Rez talked about that game already. Jacob Barker, 14 points, and all those rebounds are Norfolk Iron and Metal player of the game. Ryan Ward is 15 points, all outside the arc in the game. Tate Chacone had 21 for University. Liberty Common last night, Slams Valley, 69-44. The Vikings are 0-12. Liberty Common goes to 5-5, and even 500 on the year. 4A Long's Peak last night, Roosevelt. Knocks out Weld Central 51-39. So the Rider boys, Rider girls team's in the top 10 now. I'm taking a look here real quick. Roosevelt girls number 9 in the state now. Jeff Neal's team, they're moving up. They're on a roll, too. I think they've won 6 or 7 in a row. Roosevelt boys, though, 12-point win last night. So they moved to 7-4 on the season. Let's see. Northern Conference last night. How about the Meade Mavericks, defending state champions, 95-34 over Erie last night. At the end, Micah, check this out. You'll love this. At the end of the first quarter last night, Meade led Erie 37-3 at the end of the first quarter in a basketball game. That's fun. What do you do when you're what does the coach say at the end of the first quarter when you're down 37-3? I mean, that's tough. Holy cow. So the Mavericks, 95-34. They go to 11-3. They are the number 3 team in the state. But as Coach Bruce Dick and I both think, they're going to win back-to-back titles. Go Darren Reese and the Mavericks. You say that, then I got to talk about John Rakeski and the Windsor Wizards, who have a shot. I mean, they're number 8 in the state. They beat Longmont in a good one last night, 49-44. Got a little defensive close the whole way in the ballgame. Windsor goes to 10-4 on the year, the number 8 team in the state. Longmont came in at number 13. They dropped to 10-5, but good ballgame. We figured that would be close in Longmont. Silver Creek Rams Greeley Central last night, 73-37. Silver Creek's that oddball. They play in the 4A, 5A, Northern. They play against all those 4A teams, but they will jump up to 5A at the end of the year. I'm telling you right now, if Silver Creek were in the 4A classification, they would be a top 10 team. They now go to 10-4 with the big win against Greeley Central. Centaurus knocked out Skyline 53-39, so Centaurus number 9 in the state at the 4A level. They go to 11-4 on the year. And Greeley West, pretty good run against Holy Family last night. I thought they'd get housed, but they come within 10, 65-55. Holy Family gets the win there. Number 6 team in the state moves to 11-3. Greeley West is 3-11. 5A FRL. Fossil Ridge does what they do. Listen to the line that's coming up. Fossil won 78-44. I told you Chris Gebhardt's team probably going to be the sacrificial lamb this week for Fossil Ridge. Fossil led by 23 at halftime, and they win the game by 34 at the end. They go to 14-1, the number 2 team in the state. Senior Brock Mishak had a night. 31 points for Brock, 6 of 11 from downtown for the senior. 31 big ones, though. That kid can flat out play basketball. Horizon, they got the win. Number 8 team in the state, 51-37 over Legacy. They moved to 11-2 on the year. Those are the only two FRL teams in the top 10, Fossil Ridge and Horizon, at 2-8, respectively. Our Fort Collins Lambkins, Coach Bruce Dick and company, just a little bit short last night. Monarch 74-70 over Fort Collins. So we'll find out. I don't see stats on the game, so I can't give those to you. But close. Boy, a lot of close calls. Learning how to win basketball games for Bruce Dick and the Lambkins. That's kind of the story of the year with this team that was nowhere last year. They won 2 games. They've won 6 already this year. So, But they've got to learn how to win, how to play, how to see the game. They're getting there. 74-70 Monarch wins last night. Rocky Mountain and Broomfield. Boy, Broomfield got up and just thrashed Rocky Mountain last night. 74-49, beat them by 25 points. So Broomfield moves to 8-5 on the year. Rocky drops to that same number, 8-5. Boulder and Pooter last night. Jeff Brubaker's Impalas put up 87 on the board. Beat Boulder 87-6. 63. All right, we're going to come back in a moment, and we're going to jump in. The head wrestling coach out at Resurrection Christian, Brian Lemos, is going to jump on with us. And then just a little bit later, we got an announcement yesterday on Clark and the Coach from Eddie Lemos, the talented multi-sport athlete out at Resurrection Christian, where he's going to go to college and play at the next level. He's a football guy, even though he could win a state championship in wrestling this year without question. I think he's number two in on-the-mat rankings at his weight level this year. He's been number one, but we'll see what that looks like. But Eddie announced yesterday on our show where he's going to be attending college. We're going to play that back for you as well. All right, we'll come back in a moment. It is Preps Rewind brought to you by Gould Parts in downtown Eaton. We are back in a moment on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Only the best producer in the world would play that. We're talking about John Travolta a little bit. I was driving home yesterday, and I heard John Travolta and Olivia Newton-John singing You're the One That I Want. And I thought to myself, did John Travolta really sing in that? He's an actor, not a singer. And then I got in here today, and Micah just brings it up, and he goes, John Travolta singing. I don't know how you got on that plane, but, man, thank you, because that brings back all kinds of memories. One of our greatest talents in singing in the history of the world is John Travolta, right?
Yeah, sure. I just remember right. On a Saturday or a Friday night or whenever nobody watches TV,
right.
Them trying to hawk one of those. I know, like, what is it? This is my favorite music, number 25.
Yeah, but KTEL or whatever would
do
those.
They would throw out those CDs back when people would buy CDs on a regular basis. And one of them was like, your favorite hits from the 70s.
That's right.
And it was John Travolta singing that song. And I always remembered because it got stuck in my head. Gonna let her in.
That is a death sentence to get that stuck in your head. There's no doubt about it. Yeah, John Travolta not going to be remembered for crooning. That's for sure. All right, Preps Rewind on this Saturday. Thank you to the Tatanka Grill. Always made from scratch food. It could be a standalone restaurant, folks. Great stuff. The street tacos off the hook. Just the burritos, the selection you get, the sandwiches. Everything's hot and fresh every single day. Not frozen like every other gas station to go to. It's weird. Yeah, I know. You can go to a gas station, not even have to get gas, don't have to fill up or get anything going there. You just walk in and get your dinner, your breakfast, your lunch, your dinner, all to you from the Tatanka Grill. Not only at the Kramer's Wedge Store in Kersey, they got you taken care of at the U-Fillets in Greeley and Eaton as well. All right, caught up with Brian Lemos, the head wrestling coach out at Resurrection Christian. And this is just ahead of his son, Eddie Lemos, jumping on with Clark and a coach yesterday, talking about where he's going to go play at the next level. Here is the wrestling coach, though, at Res, Brian Lemos. Coach, how are you this morning?
Hey, I'm doing good. Clark, how are you guys doing? I know you got one of my former counterparts there, Coach Dick.
Yeah,
it's always good having him around. Yeah, I tell you what,
He brings this show down. I'm telling you, this guy doesn't know any. He doesn't know anything about coaching or basketball or any of that stuff. No, it's you're right. I'm blessed to have a guy that brings all this credibility. And when you're talking about coaches, man, I don't care what sport it is. This guy sitting next to me, fantastic. Let's talk about you a little bit. Give me up to date. We're gonna go talk about Eddie a bunch, your son, but let's talk about you first, your wrestling background, growing up in the family. What part did wrestling take, and when did you start coaching? What's the background on Brian Lemos?
Oh man, I grew up in Oregon, and I've been around wrestling all my life. And actually I have two older brothers, and you know, the one that's closest to me is about 5 years older than I am. And so one day, you know, they were boxers. They used to box.
Really?
They'd be in Golden Gloves and all that stuff. And my dad just finally got sick and tired of me coming home crying to him. So he said, we're going to get you into the Husky Pups. And that was the start of my wrestling, career. And wrestled in high school, you know, we're part of a great tradition of Woodburn wrestling there. Won a state championship while we were there. And
boom.
Then ended up going to a another powerhouse of JUCO powerhouse had called Clackamas Community College, wrestled there and had a good experience there with Jim Jackson, who was a Marine at the time. So always looked up to Coach Jackson, and you know, Clackamas still has kept that tradition. They've won the last two national titles at the JUCO level. And so, you know, then from there went into coaching and had some great, great opportunities in coaching at Tillamook High School, good old Mook Wrestling. And so while I was there, we, you know, we won 5 of 6 region titles and had multiple state champions there and multiple placers. I think last time I counted, we had 28 kids come out with some type of placing.
Wow.
Over there. So it's been part of my life. And when I got into administration, I just couldn't leave it. So I went to another powerhouse out of called Crook County High School, and they've been multiple state champions in wrestling. And always would go in the room and work out with the kids, and they just loved it. They couldn't believe the principal would go in there and wrestle with them. <That's great. laughs> it was awesome. So it's always been part of my life. I think the only time I got away from wrestling was when we moved over here to Colorado for a bit. Eddie was young, and my girls were playing basketball, and so I learned a little bit about basketball. And then we, you know, had the opportunity to open up a program there with Coach Dick as the AD. You know, that's always the important piece in starting a program is the administrative support. And Coach Dick and Superintendent, you know, Howlett, they bought into it and really did anything they could to help that program thrive. And so that's where we're at. And so 6 years later, we have 46 kids in the middle school program and some kids that are, you know, hoping to make a state run.
And Brian, you mentioned that that was really fun about administration, starting a new program. And when you start something from its infancy, there are a lot of hurdles to overcome. Do you remember how many kids we had in that first middle school season? Because I think I remember, but there was barely a handful that really wanted to wrestle.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, it's hard to compete when you have a great basketball program that Coach Dick had already started.
Well, so, and not many times does a basketball coach say, hey, we really need to start a wrestling program.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I think you guys are always making runs, and I'd talk to those kids and ask them, hey, you want to wrestle? Is this your thing? They'd be like, well, we're going to try it, but basketball's our thing. I'd be like, gosh dang, Coach Dick. So it was about a handful of kids, and Eddie's our one that has made it all the way through, you know. And
that's
we
right.
had a couple other kids come, you know, start as freshmen, sophomores, you know, Gage Graff, and we have Shane Byers, our other two seniors, and we've really built the foundation around multiple kids. But I would say not just because he's my boy, you know, but Eddie was really the person that has helped us build upon that program, especially when I think about the success we had in football and people asking me in the stands at times, you know, what else does Eddie do? I mentioned wrestling, and all of a sudden the rest is like, well, we're going to have to try that out because, you know, parents want their kids really to be great football players, and when they hear that formula, they're like, we're all in. So
we're talking with Brian Lemos, the coach out at Resurrection Christian High School. You brought up Eddie. I could talk for hours on him. We've been blessed to watch him play football, of course, over at Resurrection Christian High School. Talented athlete. So with wrestling in the mix, did Eddie get to state last year? What give me the run on Eddie last couple of years wrestling.
Yeah, Eddie made it as a freshman, and then he did not place his freshman year. He made it when he was a sophomore, but ended up 6th in the state, which for us was really he had a tough bracket.
Sure, sure.
We were very, very pleased that he placed that year. And then last year, he had a goal to you know, finish as state champion, fell short of that, ended up 4th at the state tournament. So he's fired up, and right now, you know, I see that he's ranked 2nd in state. A couple weeks ago, he was ranked 1st, but
yep.
He's still 20-0. But the kid that is ranked 1st, he's a top-notch kid. And so we love that. And Eddie thrives off stuff like that. You know, as his coach, it is not very difficult to coach Eddie. Eddie is a grinder. He works hard, whether it's in wrestling or if it's in, you know, football. that is one common theme about him and why it's so easy to build a program off a kid like Eddie. He is just a grinder, and a lot of the kids don't like to, you know, drill with him because he doesn't know anything else besides 100%.
Sure.
So, yeah.
Next level for Eddie when he gets away and goes to college, is he a football player or is he a wrestler?
Well, you know, I wish you'd wrestle, but Dad doesn't always get his way, right?
No, you don't.
But, you know, he loves football, and he has, you know, he's had multiple schools looking at him.
Good,
he's
good.
Got some offers on the table, but I think his announcement's going to come out. It's between Iowa State, Colorado State, Pueblo, and Chadron State. So I think he's ready to make his announcement. He's done with this process. It's been a long process for him, and mentally he's ready just to, you know, get that decision out of the way and move forward and concentrate on, you know, making it through regionals. But he did have an offer for wrestling. Southern Oregon was looking at him, and he was met with their coach, and I think, you know, his first love is football. He loves football, so the best of luck to him as he makes his decision moving forward.
Well, when he wants to make that decision, if he wants to make it on KFKA, we can probably arrange that.
Stick a microphone right in his face.
Hey, I wanted to ask you, boy, 160 pounds, great classification. You got the Troney kid that you mentioned from Mullen that's ranked number one. But just below him, it's Patriot League. We have Eddie from Resurrection Christian. Then we have Jackson from Platte Valley. That's Oren Jackson. And Paxton Daggett from University. This league is like a lot of other sports in wrestling. It is a dominant league, is it not, Brian?
Oh, absolutely. And I think there's a correlation between why the Patriot League has been so dominant in football as well. You know, you got multiple wrestlers doing both sports. And just good athletes, because as you know, basketball is good in the Patriot League as well. So you got some good athletes. Oren Jackson out of Platte Valley, we have not seen him, but our hope is to see him this weekend. I know you had Devin on last week, and so he pumped us up ready for that match. And, you know, we have Paxton Daggett, who's a good looking kid, very slick on his feet. He can move well. But Paxton, I believe, went down to 152, you know, and Paxton, I don't think is running from anybody. He's just a little bit lighter, and I think the way he moves, he's going to be very, very hard to deal with at 152 pounds. And so that's what I just looked at last week, that he was at 152 pounds. So, you know, we got some other kids that are going to be tough to deal with. But absolutely, Coach, we know the Patriot League is always going to be tough in athletics, and especially wrestling, basketball, and football.
And, Coach, did we celebrate Eddie's 100th victory yet?
Well, we were hoping to this last weekend, but we got hit by the COVID bug.
Okay.
So, yeah, we had to cancel our Strasburg duel, which was home, and then we couldn't get over to Florence, where we would have saw this Mark Troney, and that was really what we were hoping to do. But we couldn't make the trip, just, you know, doing what we can to make sure that we stay in compliance and do the right thing.
Well, we want that announcement when it happens, so, and I know it's going to happen.
Yep, you guys will be the first to know.
Yeah.
Definitely know.
We appreciate that, Brian. Let's give a little shout out to some of your other wrestlers, of course. I'm just looking at the on the mat rankings, and I highlighted it would be the Slinkard brothers, I assume, in Cade and Grant. Eddie Goldfane, that's probably AJ's brother, and a guy I know from the football team real well, Will Reeves, on there too. Talk about those guys. Anybody else that you want to mention that has had a wonderful year for you guys?
Well, I think, you know, definitely you talk about the Slinker boys. They are definitely brothers. I mean, they hold nothing back when they're wrestling each other in wrestling rooms. So it is great to watch them. You know, they have brotherly love, that's for sure. And so it's been, you know, great to watch them. You know, Kate at 106 pounds, very aggressive, technically sound, and really, really keeps the pressure on. He is, you know, just a really, really good wrestler and very, very aggressive. And then we have Grant, you know, who's a little bit, he was a little bit light for his weight class because both of them came in about the same weight, about 110 pounds, 109 pounds. But, you know, we've got him on a great diet to get that weight up, you know, so he's running about 116, 115, so right where he needs to be for that weight class. He is really a ground and pound type of kid. He gets those legs in on you, and he's gonna hurt you a little bit. So, two different little bit of styles, but one thing that both these kids that we need to really be aware of is that they are freshmen, And so it's that mental aspect and really helping them understand that they can go with anybody in the state. And we see that as they've been winning a lot of matches for us. And then we've talked about Eddie, but at 170 pounds, you know, we have Ethan Goldfain, who is the brother of AJ. Yep. And we know how solid AJ was as a linebacker, so you can imagine it, probably his practice dummy was Ethan, because Ethan is tough. You know, and so he, you know, I've been around wrestling a long time, and I've had multiple kids, you know, go to Division I wrestling. I've had some kids, you know, multiple state champions, and I can say without a doubt, Ethan, when I first had him, has the best hips of any wrestler I've ever coached. So he just has a natural tact for wrestling. And so our motto is, you know, be the best version of yourself. We're going to show you a lot of things, but at the same time, you have to narrow it down to 2 to 3 things you do well. And Ethan is just funky, fun to watch. You never can count Ethan out. So we got this couple kids that are 1 and 2 in the state at 170 pounds. They need to be careful when they wrestle Ethan, because Ethan is just that good of a wrestler that he can catch you at any moment. And so we're expecting a lot of good things out of him. And then at 182 pounds, we have Will Reeves, who is ranked 9th in the state right now. Will is just really, really coming on. And you talk about another physical kid. He is. You saw him on the football field. There is no difference on the wrestling map for Will. Will is, you know, he's going to pound you. He's going to be physical. And he is going to be in great condition, and so he's going to bring it. And so we just need to make sure these kids are peaking out at the right time. You know, we get through regionals, get in the top four, and then have the best tournament of your life the next weekend at state. And so that's what we're trying to do.
All right, we got a texter. Mysterio jumps in and says, Coach Lemos is a great man and an awesome coach. You're also great on the radio, Brian. Thanks for a great interview today. Do you mind if we catch up with you as we get to, you know, the week before we get to state?
Oh, let's do it. Let's do it, and we'll make some fun out of this. And I really appreciate both of you and what you do for you know, Northern Colorado Athletics. You know, Clark, I've seen you a couple times, and I'm always telling you how great. You know, grateful I am to what you do to promote these kids. And these are young men that are giving it all out there. And I love just mentioning their names. So thank you both for what you do. And Coach Dick, you know, I don't know much about basketball, but this is out to your Fort Collins fans. You have hired a great, great coach. So just be ready to be contending for state title.
We have a long ways to go, but thank you so much for that. That's Brian. Right. Now, much appreciative, and always enjoyed the work ethic that Eddie brought to the school.
Absolutely. Yeah. Coach, thank you so much. Brian, have a great day. We'll catch up with you soon, okay?
Well, I'll catch up with you guys later. Take care.
All right, there's Brian Lemos, the wrestling coach out at Resurrection Christian. State wrestling tournament coming up. We're not that far away from the Pepsi Center. Coming back in a moment, we were blessed enough to have Eddie Lemos get on the program and let everybody know on Clark and a Coach yesterday where he's going to be heading to play football at the next level. A little bit of a surprise to me. We're back with that in a moment on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Welcome back, 1044 on a Saturday here in Northern Colorado. The sun is out. A little cold out there still. 50s tomorrow, though, so get out with your doggy and your kiddos and have a fun day. Let's get to it right now. Eddie Lemos, this kid, man, I so much fun watching this guy play. What an athlete. And when I think, you know, Eddie's not a big kid. I mean, he's that's going to be the thing for him. Next level, all that stuff, the size, you know, does everybody give him a chance? Remember Austin Eckler? Oh baby. Playing for the Chargers, who are not in the playoffs, by the way. The Chargers are golfing right now with the Broncos. So that's all kinds of good stuff right there. But Eddie Lemos... And he could have announced this. He could have thrown it out on Twitter, you know, the day before. But he got on our show on Friday and said, guys, like what you do. I'm going to keep it for you and let everybody know where he's committed, where he's going to go to school and play football at the next level. And a bit of a surprise to me. But here's that announcement. Here's Eddie Lemos. Eddie, how are you this morning?
What's up? How are you guys?
What's, I'm doing good. What's up, big man? This is kind of a, and we really appreciate you for coming on here, kind of holding the chime on this and letting us on the air know your decision. Let me just go through it real quick, and I know Bruce wants to say something here first. Reporter Herald Offensive Player of the Year, two-time All-State First Team, three-time All-Conference, three-time All-Area, two-time Wrestling State Place. Dude, tell me, this has been quite a career for you at Resurrection Christian, hasn't it?
Yeah, for sure. You know, it's been awesome, too, these past years, all the support they've given me also. So it's been really fun, and it's sad it's coming to an end, you know, but now I got to take those next steps in life. So, but I'm ready. So
Eddie, what was the hardest decision? Was it choosing between wrestling and football for college? Or going back a few years, was it being a basketball player at Resurrection or a wrestler?
No, he throws that in, of course. Yeah.
I'm just teasing on that.
Yeah, I knew I was doing
because
that song.
Clark,
my dad,
Eddie could have played hoops.
Well, I'd be. Eddie
can
do anything you want.
About it.
Eddie, let me ask you this: have you all the sports you played growing up? I mean, yeah, just fooling around, volleyball, whatever you're playing with your friends, or my guess is you can do just about anything you want, right?
I don't want to be cocky, but I love sports. It's just always fun whatever I do, and yeah, I'm pretty good at whatever I do, but I mean, I don't want to be cocky about it, but yeah.
The bottom line is, can you golf?
Oh, I actually have an older brother who's a pro golfer.
Is that right?
Yes, I do.
That is crazy. That doesn't tell me if you can golf, though.
I'm not too good, honestly, because I've been with him a couple of times, and it's just so hard to hit that ball.
It is.
That's something you will get good at starting here in a few years.
Yeah, when I get older, not playing sports anymore and stuff. So,
all right, Eddie, we had your dad on yesterday talking about Res Christian Wrestling and all that good stuff. We're going to have Eddie Herz, Reporter Herald writer, on a little later on. He was at your meet last night, so we'll talk about that too. But let's do it, man. Let everybody know out there where we can go see Eddie Lemos next year, the next level playing college football. Where is it going to be?
Yeah. For sure. So before I announce where I'll be continuing my athletic and academic career, I just want to give a thanks and shout out to everyone who's helped me all these past years. So obviously I want to thank Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior. He's blessed me all these years, you know. And I want to thank Dan Nabb and Coach Dick, RCS community. They've been really helpful all these years, you know, and very supportive. I want to thank my two trainers I've been working with since freshman year, Thal Woods and my trainer, Coach Paul. And lastly, I want to thank my coaches, Coach Mock, who's new this year, Coach Gebhardt, Coach Draghi, and Coach Rux. And then I want to thank my old coaches, too, who left just my senior year, Coach Van Winkle and Coach Smith, who you guys know. So,
sure.
Yeah. But after a lot of thought and consideration, I'll be continuing my athletic and academic career at Iowa State University to play football. So,
what did you just say, Iowa State?
Iowa State University.
Holy cow, dude. I mean, D1 big-time football. This is an unbelievable thing. That is great news for you, no question about it. Eddie Lemos going to Iowa State to play football. This is unbelievable, big kid.
Yes, sir. Thank you. I really appreciate it. You guys have supported me, too, all these years. So.
Oh, yeah, man. It's been so much fun to watch. I got to tell you that because I love it. It's my happy place to go call games. It has been a blessed pleasure watching you play football and talking to you throughout the time, too.
Yeah. So thank you, guys.
Tell us about the process, Eddie, just briefly. I know sometimes it ends up as a whirlwind, but tell us about how you came to this decision.
For sure. So I got offers early in the summer, going into my senior year from Chadron State, CSU Pueblo, School of Mines. But Coach Smith got in contact with Iowa State and was like, and they invited me to a camp. So I went up there and I performed really good. And the safeties coach, Dion Broomfield, offered me on the spot up there. So he's like, we want to give you an offer. And I was like, that's awesome. So, and I just had to make a choice between mainly CSU Pueblo, Chadron State, and Iowa State. And it was really tough, but, you know, me and my family talked, prayed about it, and we just came to this conclusion that I want to chase my dream and play D1 at Iowa State. So,
Well, congratulations, man. That is huge. And to go D1, man, that's just that's so big time for you. Take a snapshot of your high school career, though, because you're going to be an old man someday. Look back and go, man, I don't even remember that stuff. But so what does it look like for you as far as you got to get through the rest of the year here. You've got wrestling coming up, all of that as far as that goes. And then when do you think you get your first a real visit as a student out to where are we at, too? Is that Ames?
Yeah, Ames, Iowa.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
When will you make and you? I'm guessing you've been out on the campus already, right?
Yeah, three times I've been out there.
Is that right? Fantastic. What do you?
Yeah.
What about the campus? What excites you? What are you looking forward to first when you get to Ames? When you really are a student out there?
I'm just ready to get to work with the football team. You know, and build that brotherhood with everyone. And I just want to work my tail off and earn a spot when I get there because I know it's not going to be easy. So I'm just willing to outwork everyone when I get there and earn my spot. So
fantastic stuff. As soon as we wrap up this scholastic year, you're done at the end of May. Is it a quick turnaround for you to get out to Ames, or do you not know that yet?
I don't know for sure. I still have to talk to my position coach and everything about that. But they said maybe June, July.
Fantastic.
I could even be going in August. So, yeah.
And Eddie, when did you attend the camp at Iowa State?
I think it was in July. I think I attended
last summer. Okay.
Yeah, going into my senior year.
Awesome. Well, hey, congratulations. We're really proud of you, and we want to also thank you for coming on the air and making that announcement. A lot of people, we've received texts and from people saying, is Eddie making his announcement today on the show? And the answer is yes, and thanks for doing that.
Thank you guys for having me. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, you're followed by a lot of folks out here, and I always say this you're a man of God. I know that. You present yourself so well, dude. Outside of sports and watching you just excel on the field and on the mat, all that good stuff. Even a better human being. So we appreciate that.
Of course. Thank you, guys. Really appreciate that all.
You bet.
And good luck on the remainder of this wrestling season.
That's right. Go get them, baby.
Yes, sir. Got to go win state.
All right, there is Eddie Lemos on his way to play football at Iowa State University, preferred walk-on status. So that's a big, big choice for Eddie. There's no doubt about it. So we'll find out what that looks like for another guy we can keep an eye on at the next level. How much fun is this to watch our high school student athletes out here excel and then get to see them go to the next level? Guys like Reese Johnson and Isaac Jessup, what about Austin Eckler? He's done pretty well for himself. Remember him, 39 touchdowns, almost 3,000 yards for the Eaton Reds his senior year. I mean, crazy, crazy, crazy stuff up here. No question about it. All right, we'll come back in a moment. Want to thank Gould Parts right now, 454-3355. Any part you need, Gould Parts in downtown Eaton is going to suit you up. It is Alan Gould, his great staff out there, Vic, Marie, the whole gang. They're going to do whatever you need. So don't go through the rigmarole of any other company that says, we can get it later, or we'll get it, and they get the wrong. Just make it easy on yourself. Go to Gould Parts. Stick the number up on your fridge, 454-3355. All right, coming back in a moment to wrap up this Saturday's Preps Rewind on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFK. Welcome back, 1056, greatest rock and roll band in the history of America, Hanson.
I thought they were always called Androgyny.
I don't know. Yeah, I think we can tell if they're male or female. They're
at one point they all
not,
had
though. Yeah,
they all had like baby faces and long hair, and it was like,
are you girls? Are you boys?
I can't quite tell.
Remember Pat on Saturday Night Live?
Yeah.
Yeah, Pat was a good skit, there's no doubt. But one of my favorite songs in the world, Umbop right there. All right, thank you so much on the program today to Brian Lemos and Eddie Lemos. How cool is that? Eddie Lemos heading to Iowa State to play football out there, but that's a tough road, man. I mean, he could have, gone to one of the RMAC schools and probably had a lot more time to begin with. So, we'll follow Eddie. I want to catch up with him when he's up there, see how it's going and what that looks like for him, but on his way to Iowa State after an unbelievable career at the Resurrection Christian High School. Tuesday night, Preps Radio, we're going to be at Eaton High School. Strasburg Indians come in against the Eaton Reds. Reds, one of those, one of the four, as I'm calling them in the Patriot League. Sterling's number one, the Reds, Resurrection Christian, and University. Going to come down to those four. At Platte Valley, good effort for the Broncos against Sterling last night. Only lost by 10. So keep them in the mix, too. No question about it. NFL football today. Should be fun. 2:30, I'll be in front of the TV. Tennessee and Cincinnati, and then Green Bay and the 49ers tonight. So we'll see. Tennessee wins off the layoff, off the bye. So does Green Bay. Just saying. We will talk to you guys next week. Tune in to with us, Clark and the coach, myself and Coach Bruce Dick, on Monday at 11 o'clock right here, right after NOCO Now and right before the whole show. And we'll knock another program out for you. Saturday, going to be 50 tomorrow on Sunday. Get out there with your kids and enjoy this Colorado weather. For Micah Kilpatrick, I'm Clark Johnson. Hug your kids. We'll talk to you later. Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.